95 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Praise God. This is Evangelist Rene Carmouche coming to you live with prayer power. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. You're not tuned in by accident, folks. And it's not coincidental. It's because of the Spirit of the God led you to hear this. God's got something great to say to you. He loves you, and he wants to just hug you, man. Glory to God. Let him hug you, God. Praise the Lord. You know, God loves to hug people spiritually. You know, I know he can't come down and really hug you physically, but he can do it spiritually, and you'll know it. Folks, you're out there. Today is your day. That's the reason why you're listening today, and God wants to bless you. And praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just thank God. Today I have with me Tony Fasheen, a very good friend of mine for many years in the Christian walk that I have. And I thank God for you, Brother Tony, for being here. Yes, and you took the time to come, and praise God. Hallelujah. I got Brother Wade. I love Brother Wade. Man, you just, man, come on, man. Hey, he's more than that, folks. He is a whole lot more than that. And I love his suit, man. He's red, man. He's on fire. I like that. Yeah, glory to God. He's on fire. Praise the Lord. You ought to see that. I mean, he's great. I mean, he's actually, man, look, you just got to see this dude, you know. He's ready and on fire. I think I got it right. There you go. There you go. Hey, you got to shake, wave your hand, man. Praise God. Look, and I love the smile he's got. He's got a wonderful smile like Brother Tony. He got brother. don't forget. Praise God. I just thank God for these people here because I know that God never, ever makes mistakes and brings people together for no reason. He brings them for a reason, and that's for you. Glory to God. You know, I thank God for being here, and I want you out there to understand that God loves you. And he wants to save you if you're not saved by the blood of Jesus. Keep that in mind. And again, my topic for today, and keep this right now in your heart, is does your spirit ever get hungry? And how do you know it's hungry? And we'll talk about that in a minute, but I want you to know that you can call anytime during the program just dialing this number, and that's 418-484-2500. 318-484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. I want you to know that God loves you. Call the number anytime. We'll pray for you. We're here to knock the devil out, to get him out your way, and just let you know that all is well. All is going to be well. That's the reason why God has put us here, to let you know, hey, be of good cheer. God has overcome the world, and he will overcome it for you in your mess and my mess. I can assure you that. Again, I just thank God for you listening. And if you want, again, I want you to know that you can write to me. And that's Prayer Power, 210 Highway 1192, Marksville, Louisiana, 71351. Praise God. Hallelujah. And just keep that in mind. God is good. He's so good. And we're talking about a hungry spirit. You know, God was dealing with my heart, and I read in his word about how our spirits are hungry. And I looked at it, and he led me to Galatians 5, where the fruits of the spirit, and the fruits are really symbolic to a nourishing in your spirit. And does your spirit ever get hungry? And why would he mention these things? He said the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, temperance. Against there is no law. And you got to understand this. These are fruits. These are things that when you have fruits, you eat it, okay? In the natural, you eat the fruit, okay? It's supposed to nourish your physical body, but God is using these things here to nourish your spirit. And that's the only way you can really get strong. Some of you are practically starving to death, your spirit, that is. It's starving. And how do you notice? Well, you involved in probably you full of anger, full of bitterness. You're just not happy. You don't have a smile on your face, and you go around, just full of this no peace in you, no joy. Hey, that's because your spirit is hungry, and you're starving to death, your spirit. This is why God said, hey, these are the things that you got to have. Right, Brother Tona? Right. Tell me about it, Brother Tona. Does your spirit ever get hungry? And what are you eating to make it strong?
My spirit was hungry today. That's why I came to the station.
Okay.
You're on the wrong mic, bro. There you go.
Okay, thank you. And I will tell you something right now. You were saying something earlier about being covered by, they say, umbrella of God or something like that.
The umbrella, okay.
You said something earlier.
Yeah.
But okay. We are covered by something.
Okay.
By God.
By God. By His Spirit.
By Spirit. And what I really did is that God has an umbrella over us. The Bible says His banner over us is love. And He said, if we have a problem in America, you call 911 if you have an emergency. If you have an emergency too, we can call God 911, because Psalm 91 verse 1 says, He who abideth in the secret place of the Most High God,
ooh, yes,
shall
Lord,
overcome.
Glory to God.
Through their prayer. So that means that we have to stay under the wings of the mighty hand of God before we can make it. But today God said, I will send a famine in the last days.
Ooh.
When you talk about, have I been hungry for the
about
spirit?
You're talking about the spiritual aspect.
He said, I will send a famine in the last days. Not for food, not for water, but a famine for the word of God. See, all over in America, to all over the country today, people are reading a whole chapter of the Bible every day. Families reading a whole chapter, and they are studying the Bible, meditating the Bible, swallowing faith. While America have a Bible in their houses, collecting dust. And people are hungry for the world all over the country.
And you've been moving around.
But sooner or later, America will be hungry for the world, but it won't be found.
Amen.
We'll tell you more.
Amen. You got to be hungry, folks. You got to understand what the Bible talks about. Jesus told the devil bold-faced in he told him right off. He says, man should not live by bread alone. Glory to God. You don't need nothing physical. Man, he was there 40 days and 40 nights without it. In the natural, you can't survive without having water. For 3 days, you will die. And I can assure you, even much more than that, if you don't have food for a certain amount of days, I can assure you, you will die in the natural. But God said, hey, as long as you're in the spirit, your body will survive. It does not need that natural food. It needs the spiritual food in which God has right for you. He said, you cannot live without just this natural bread. You got to have your spirit strong in the word. And that's what he told the devil. He said, man, get out of my face. I know exactly what I need. Moses went 40 days and 40 nights without any water, right? Without any food. How do you survive like that? It goes against science in itself, in biology and physiological concept of it all. It just doesn't happen. But how did he survive? How did he live? By his spirit being so strong, man, so powerful. He came down from the mountain filled with the glory of God. They had to put a covering. They had to put a veil on his face. I tell you one thing, the word of God that keeps your spirit strong, folks, will keep you alive whether you Amen. Eat or you don't eat. I Amen. Guarantee it. It doesn't matter. Food doesn't come close to your spirit, because you are a spirit, and your body is what houses this spirit. Got to take care of it, folks. There's no doubt about it. And that's what we're looking at. Folks, you are out there. You need prayer. You might be sick. Hey, we're going to pray. The word of God will bring it. It's strength in your body. That's what we're looking at. If you got problems out there, God is going to strengthen you and make you strong. Man, you know what happened? I think about Paul. Paul was starving to death in his spirit. He was just starving. He was full of anger. He was full of, of himself, actually. He was full of religion. I mean, he was just starving, and he was looking for it and trying to find food to feed his spirit. He couldn't get it. He didn't know how to get it. He didn't know where to go until God said, hey, you know, I'll make sure you're strong. I'm the one that make you alive. I'm the one that builds your spirit and make you so strong. Glory to God, I don't care what you go through. We all know what Paul went through. We all know what he experienced. Man, he almost killed him. I mean, he come out of being stoned. Can you imagine being thrown stones, Brother Wade? You ever got a stone thrown at you?
Well, let's pause here for a second. Let's just back up.
We're
going to cover a couple of things. Let's start with the Paul thing. And you were saying that Paul was starving, and that is essentially correct. Why? It's because he was eating from religion. And not from the word of God.
Amen.
And eating from religion is sort of like living off of cotton candy.
Ah, that's it. That's it. I got it.
You will not survive off cotton candy. That's what religion is.
I don't think so.
Okay. Now let's back up. Let's talk about the fruit of the Spirit. The thing that we that you started the show off with, the fruit of the Spirit. If you just as in the natural, there's a spiritual component there.
Fruit, amen.
Fruit is merely the manifestation of seed.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And so the fruit of the Spirit, these are manifestations of the love, peace, joy, goodness, kindness, meekness, temperance, all of those. This fruit is not for you, they're for other people. So that other people can eat from your fruit and be nourished.
We're looking at the Spirit.
Exactly. Then we're talking about the
Spirit, you know.
Right.
Because that
fruit that you have is not for you to eat from. It's for others to eat from you.
Well, you hear the word. It's nourishing you. Glory to you. See, it nourishes your spirit. It doesn't nourish your body, but your spirit. And it makes you strong in the word of God. Jesus tells them, hey, eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, man.
And they got upset.
Woo!
Because they did not understand the spiritual component of what he was saying.
What do you say, Brother Tony? Can you eat God's flesh?
I tell you something. I'm just backing up a little about this full of spirit. The Bible says in last days, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost fall upon you. Then shall be my witnesses. Now, I'm telling you right now, if God has to give me a return ticket to go to hellfire and preach the gospel, if he can't give me a return ticket to come back, I will go to hellfire and preach the gospel. What about you, Reverend Camus? Will you do that?
When I go to hell and preach the gospel, I go anywhere he tells me to go. And sometimes I feel like I'm around hell itself.
Wait a minute. We're getting off subject here.
Anyways.
We're getting a little off the subject here. You're talking about, does your spirit get hungry?
It gets hungry. And you're hungry.
Does your spirit hunger? And the answer would be if it is not being fed the word of God, whether it's the logos or the rhema word of God, the written word or the reveal word of God. If it's not being fed that, then yes, it will go into malnutrition, spiritual malnutrition. And when that happens, people can't eat from you.
And that's exactly right. You got to be filled with that.
Yeah, we're not here. See, and what most people don't understand, we're not here on this earth for ourselves. We're here for other people.
Amen. You look at Abraham, man. You remember Abraham? Glory to God. The Bible says, and he heard the word. The Bible says, in the beginning was the word. And he says, you got to eat of my flesh. And that the flesh really is symbolic to the word and symbolic to the voice of God. And Abraham heard the voice of God. And the Bible said he became so strong, so nourished because he heard his voice and he had a relationship with him. And he